The lead candidate for the Greens in Ward 3 is Takisa Frank from Mogood, which I believe is inland from Borley Point. Takisa, welcome and good morning. Let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and why have you nominated for council?
Yeah, so a little background on myself. I have lived in Ward 3 in the Shoalhaven my entire life, so around 22 years now. And during my time living here, I went to school locally, so at Milton Public and then Ulladulla High School. And then I went to uni in Wollongong, which is the closest main university campus to study a Bachelor of Geography. And during that time, I have worked across many different sectors locally, including the hospitality, retail, agriculture, mental health and environmental sector. And I currently work for a mental health charity based here in the Shoalhaven that works with young people on a daily basis and looks at, you know, the issues in the community, but also personal development of our young people locally. And then I also work in the environment space trying to campaign against public native logging in New South Wales.
Which I'm sure all that rather sounds like it's keeping you busy. So I presume then you sort of think it's what's the next step to nominate for council. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, so why I want to run for Shoalhaven City Council. So I first was kind of introduced to local government when I was 17, and we were looking at, you know, the climate strikes across Australia were occurring, and locally there wasn't much happening. And so at our school, we organised a climate strike and then went to the local council meeting to get the council to endorse the actions taken by locals in the Shoalhaven. And so that was my first ever council meeting. And since then, I got really passionate about local government and the importance of local government. Often it's overlooked, but local government is the closest connection to people and community and actually plays a really important role in all levels of government. And as a young person, I'm super passionate about encouraging other young people and ensuring that their voices are heard by our representation. So one of the main reasons I do want to run is to give young people a platform to have their voices heard locally, which when I was first interacting with council was quite hard to do. So hopefully if elected onto council, I will continue to help amplify the voices of our young people.
I'm sure it's not just young people. What do you think, though, are the key issues in the forthcoming council election?
Yeah, so over the past 2 months, we've been talking to community members because we really wanted to see, you know, what did the community want from this next council? Roads is obviously a big one that comes up all the time with all different demographics. And I guess in introducing the topic of roads, I think it's really important to highlight why our roads are in the state they're in. So in the Shoalhaven, in the last term of council, which has been 2 years, 9 months, there has been about 15 natural disasters in the Shoalhaven. And all of those natural disasters have had impacts on our roads, which then need to be repaired by council. And with a lack of support from both our state and federal governments, that cost has then resulted, you know, onto the Shoalhaven City Council. And so roads is a really important one. And in terms of roads, yes, we have to look at getting it fixed. And there's some really innovative ways that council is currently doing at the moment, including their new machine, which the name has just lost out of my head, but they've just ordered and bought this new machine, which will like fix the potholes more effectively and quicker as well. And so hopefully looking at getting more of those machines in place so we can have them across the Shoalhaven, I think is a way that we'll be able to fix the roads. And also calling on our state and federal government to, you know, support us through these natural disasters, because it looks like we'll continue having them in the future. And it's really important that, you know, all levels of government are supporting our local council. So a couple other key issues, obviously housing is a massive one, especially as a young person in the Shoalhaven. Myself and all of my friends that still live in the area all live with their parents. And not because, you know, as people sometimes call young people lazy and like not going out and getting jobs, but, you know, we are actually working really, really hard. But because of the housing crisis, it's a really hard area to, you know, rent or start looking at buying houses. And involved in that housing, we also need to look at zombie DAs. And so I'm not sure if other candidates have talked about zombie DAs, but a zombie DA is basically a development that's over 25 years old. And therefore, the environmental factors that they have to follow is from the year that their DA was approved. So,
and so these are DAs. These are DAs that have been approved but not commenced.
Yes. Well, they've commenced, but all they have to do is commence is put like one peg in the ground, and that has counted as commenced.
Yes. Not no effective so, commencement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, say a DA was approved 30 years ago and they put one peg in the ground. Now that they're coming back up and they're looking at them developing that land, but they don't have to follow the new environmental rules. So that means that they could be, you know, having a very big impact on our environment. And especially after the 2019-2020 bushfires, it's so important that we continue to protect our natural environment. And, you know, we saw 85% of our South Coast forest burnt. And so, you know, it is really vital that we continue looking after those bits that weren't impacted during the fires. And the zombie DA and housing crisis kind of go hand in hand, because people say, you know, oh, council should just be pushing these DAs through to allow for housing. But we actually really need to look at where we should be having our housing and how can we strategically put it in areas that isn't going to have a larger impact on our environment. Because everyone lives in the Shoalhaven because they like the environment. They like the forest. They like the oceans. You know, they like exploring all the bushwalks that we have to offer. So we really need to continue to look after those areas.
You've raised that issue about the environment. I mean, how do you manage,
you know, protecting our development? So when we look at housing, it's looking at where can we put, you know, new houses that isn't going to result in lots of habitat of our native animals being chopped down, but also that's like close to, you know, the CCs, because there's no point, you know, putting another whole community out in a village that has one road in, one road out, that doesn't have enough services. We need to look at, you know, where should we be putting our housing and where can we put it so it won't have a big impact on the environment.
So do we need to look like recent, increasing the densities in places like Ulladulla and Nowra? Is that what you're hinting at there?
Yeah, and Ulladulla is a good example of one, because recently a lot of the community would have seen the DA for, which is going to be the old Bunnings site once Bunnings moves. And that is looking at putting more housing there. And a lot of people weren't happy with that. But I have the view that that actual place is a great spot for housing because it is so close to the town, you know. If families were to move in there, they can walk to Ulladulla Primary School and Ulladulla High School from there. It's close to the shops. And it also means that, you know, it's getting built on already industrialised area. At the moment, it's just a Bunnings site. And so I think that that location is a great location to have housing. And when we look at housing, we also have to look at, you know, ensuring that we have enough facilities for those extra houses going in. And so that really is working with the state and federal government and looking at, you know, how can we increase our school sizes? Because Ulladulla High School is a good example of one that, you know, it is at capacity and every year more kids are going into that school, and that school definitely, you know, needs more classrooms. And then looking at our local Milton Hospital, that, you know, doesn't have much resources at the moment, and we need to be putting more resources into that hospital and supporting our nurses. Currently this afternoon, the nurses are actually on a walkout, and so that's why it's on my mind. But really, you know, supporting our emergency workers in the local area as well.
Continuing briefly,
I have another key.
Well, I was going to say, continuing on the housing, which is, that is the, and you've already hinted this to the affordability stuff. I mean, what are you seeking to do? Where do you see the relationship between local government and state government in making sure we actually have low-cost housing?
Yeah, so in collaboration with our state government, we have to look at getting more social and public housing in the area. And that requires, you know, working very closely with our state government, including our state member Liza Butler, to, you know, get more of that housing locally in the area so we can house our young families, our emergency workers that, you know, move to the area to work for our community.
Takusa, you seemed keen to get one more issue out there before we wrap up, but so I'll let you close on that.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about young people again because it's one of the big passions of mine. And One of the other things that I think council should be working on is creating more opportunities for young people in our local area. You know, working out how we can get more jobs so that then people, once they finish school, don't have to automatically move away, but having opportunities locally so people can study and work and live in our local area. Because a lot of young people that I talk to, they don't want to move away. They love living in the South Coast. And so it's working on how we can make opportunities for young people in the area.
Takisa Frank is the lead candidate for the Greens in Ward 3. And Takisa, thanks so much for your time this morning. It's been great to talk.
That's okay. Thank you for having me.